This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, great to be here with you once again. I'm excited for the show today. Thanks for having me on. What's going on with Travis Chance this week?
Tony, I'm here in spirit.
Not physically, not mentally.
No, I'm just kidding. it's been a long night and an early morning. So we had our class last night.
Oh, yeah.
at our Bluffton campus, and so it was a late night getting home and an early morning this morning. So I'm going to do my best not to put our listeners to sleep where I think my brain would like to be right now.
Oh, I know you won't do that. You always have a lot to talk about, and you're upbeat during the show. And no matter how worn out you are from teaching your class the night before or an event you sponsored, you are always on fire for the show. That's what I love about you, Travis. And we talked a little bit before the show about the topic, and I think it's a great one. Tell us the title of the show and what we're talking about.
Well, let's not just give it away right away. Let's build up a little bit.
Okay.
So as you know, I am and most of my clients, especially have a couple that we are movie buffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my things is I'm a movie guy, and I was watching a rerun, you know, how Cinemax or HBO, Showtime, they all just, you know, play the same movies over and over, it seems, over time. And this weekend I watched one of my favorites that I hadn't watched in years, and it was The Italian Job from 2003. And of course, it's a remake, but the one that we were watching, you know, Mark Wahlberg, Jason Statham, Edward Norton, Charlize Theron, Donald Sutherland. Sutherland's one of my favorite actors. And while we were watching it, it came to the part in the very beginning when Charlie and John Bridger was the two characters, Donald Sutherland and Mark Wahlberg, and they were talking, and John says to Charlie, he said, "So how you feeling, kiddo?" And he said, "Oh, I'm fine." And John kind of smiled, and he paused for a minute, and he said, "You know what fine stands for, Charlie? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional." So, Tony, I said, I had an aha moment, and I said, how am I going to help clients and retirees avoid having a fine retirement? Because at the end of the day, I hear this quite a bit. You know, we see people that come in sometimes and they're like, oh, you know, I'm fine. You know, everything's fine. Is it really? Or are they in that freaked out, insecure, neurotic, or emotional state, but they don't want to ask for help? And folks, if you don't ask for help and not willing to accept help, chances are your situation is not going to change. The stress level is going to stay the same. Your uncertainty may stay the same. Your emotional decisions, if the market goes up or down, it may stay the same. That's just not an environment to live in, right? Don't enter and stay in retirement freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. And that's, Tony, that's what we're going to talk about this morning is all of the things that retirees have to decipher and sort through and plan for. It just can be overwhelming. It really can be overwhelming.
Oh, there's so many ins and outs and so much.
Things change so rapidly, right? And I mean, let's face it, when most people, when they leave their job, they want to do what? They want to relax. They want to maybe volunteer. They want to travel. Yeah. They want to do the things that they have been looking forward to all their life. I don't know anyone listening, probably in the sound of my voice or otherwise, that really looks forward to saying, okay, once I get to 65 or 66 or 67 or 70 and I retire, I've got to take on a new career as a financial advisor, because you're a financial advisor of one or one household. Whether you choose to be or not, if you don't get it done for you, you are choosing to be a financial advisor of one. The problem is you might be your best or worst client, because here's the other problem. You have to deal with all of these issues. You have to make these decisions, whether you have done the research or whether you haven't, you have to do it. That's the reason why, you know, I always come back to the basics, right? And we talk about, you know, doing it yourself. Is that really a good idea? I had a dentist in here the other day, and I gave him an example, made him chuckle. And I said, you know, I would never try to sit or let you sit in the chair and me work on your teeth, just like maybe it's probably not a good idea for you to try to sit in my chair and work on your own retirement. I said, I could tie a string around my tooth and slam the door and pull it, but that does not necessarily make it a good idea. Right. And he chuckled and he said, no, that's a great point. So here's what I would tell you, okay? If we boil it down to one challenge, I think it could be this. Tony, longevity. Longevity risk is the danger that we are all going to face. Why? Because it's going to make all the other risk that much more difficult to deal with. I was reading the other day, and I was reading an article that was talking about people living to age 100. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if we knew when you were going to pass, your job and my job would be so much easier, right? Because you could just say, hey, I'm going to live for 22 years. Take what you have and divide it by 22. Can you live off that income? No. Okay. Well, then you start adding some pieces to the board. The problem is, Tony, none of us have an expiration date on our birth certificate. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. No one
fair
knows.
Fair statement. No one knows. So yep. The Lord didn't promise us tomorrow, but if he gives it to us, how are we going to know what to do, right? Because here's the long and short. The mortality tables from Social Security, I pulled those this morning, and let's just go through. I'm going to go through some spot ages, right? So 80, 85, 90, 95, et cetera. So if both spouses, right? If two spouses make it to age 65 and they are healthy, there is a 94% chance that one of them is going to reach age 80, 79% chance the female is going to be that person, and a 71% chance the male could also see 80 years old. Tony, I think 70 and 80 and even 94%, I think that's pretty much close to a certainty. Would you give me that?
Yeah.
Would you think that was a pretty safe bet?
Yeah.
Well, it gets better. Age 85, there's a 53% chance that males will reach 85, a 64% chance a female will reach 85, and an 83% chance if both spouses attain 65 that you will reach the age of 85. So, Tony, an 83% chance, if you were about to have surgery and the doctor said, I'm going to fix your pain, I'm going to fix your problem, and you have an 83% probability of success, would you consider that a pretty fair chance and probably accept that risk?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So when you're planning for retirement, think about what I just described. You have to plan as a certainty that you and your spouse are going to live to age 85. So let's go to 90. At 90 years old, there's a 32% chance that males, 43% for females, and a 62% chance that if both reach age 65 healthy, that one will reach age 90. Tony, 60%, That is getting pretty elevated, right? I mean, if it's over for me, if it's over a third, I got to plan for it as if it's a certainty. And 90 years old, there's a 62% chance that you could attain the age of 90 if you and your spouse make it to 65. But age 95 is what I'm talking about with the third probability, because there's a 33% chance if a couple makes it to that age that they're going to hit, one will hit age 95. So my point is this: as you live your life, as you expand your relationships with your kids and your grandkids and your friends and your relatives, are you really at 80 or 75 or 70? Are you going to have the bandwidth doing what you want to do to have to keep up with all of these issues? At 80, are you really going to want to keep your thumb on the pulse? At 90, are you going to be able to? And that's really what I think finding the right advisor does, is, like I said, it keeps you from having that just fine retirement. You know, how we are going to react to market corrections, to tax increases, to all of these outside influences when we're in our 60s, we could be okay. 65, okay. But once you get to 70, 75, 80, 85 years old, it's probably going to behoove you to start thinking very strongly about finding someone who can help you do that, and making those decisions so that you know before you get to that age what your expectation is, right? Because at the end of the day, we don't know when you're going to pass, and neither do you.
Right.
But here's the last one, Tony. Age 100, this is growing. Right now, there's an 11% chance if both reach age 65 that one will attain the age of 100. Do you know what is one of the fastest growing demographics for the Hallmark greeting card company?
No, what?
Age 100 birthday cards.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess it shouldn't surprise me. My grandfather lived to 101, and he was doing well at 100. So,
it is expected that 101,000 Americans will age into age 100 in 2024, and about 422 by 2054.
Wow.
So here's my
point. Longevity.
You know, longevity brings challenges, right? And, you know, most people, let's face it, the reason why you might say, okay, well, Travis, you said if you're 60 or 65, you might be okay. You might. But here's the problem. What are you probably going to do more of when you're in your 60s, 65, 70, 75 year range? That's your go-go years. What are you going to probably be doing a lot more of? Traveling.
Yep. Spending money.
Hitting your bucket list items, spending money. And that's the reason why you need to figure out what exactly can your portfolio do and what can it not do? Because that could cause you, by not having that certainty, right, and just having that fine retirement, freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional, you may not hit bucket list items in your 60s or even early 70s, because you may not know that if you spend that money, is it going to derail my retirement? Is this something we can do? Is it something we can't do? One of my favorite conversations that I've ever had, and I've said it on the show before, was when I had a couple that was from a local plant here, Georgia Pacific. They came in and they, you know, this was years ago. They came in and they were in their 60s and they were really concerned about retiring. And I looked at the spouse, not the spouse that was retiring, but the spouse that had been basically the hardest job was staying at home, taking care of the house, taking care of the kids. I looked at her and I said, "What do you want to do?" She said, "What do you mean, what do I want to do?" I said, "What do you want to do in retirement?" And she kind of teared up. She said, all I have ever wanted to do was take my family, all my kids, my grandkids, and us on a vacation to Alaska. And I said, "Okay, do you have that planned?" And she said, "No, we've never known if it was possible." And I said, "Well, I said, tell you what I'll do. I said, I'll give you a second opinion, and I'll also work up a proposal that if you wanted to go ahead and take this Alaskan vacation, you could. If it's possible, would you like to go? She said, yes. I said, okay. How much do you think it's going to take? She gave me the number. I said, I'll give you an honest opinion. She said, great. She came back in 2 weeks later with her spouse. They sat down. I went through everything, and I could tell that she was really kind of anxious, wanting to know, you know, hey, is he going to mention it? Did he forget about it? Because side note, a lot of advisors, what we hear is they don't pay attention to both spouses, which I think is abhorrent, because both spouses have to be able, one may handle more the lifestyle, the check writing, the paying of the bills, than the other. One may handle more of the retirement finances, but at the end of the day, both spouses in retirement need to be educated, because they need to know what's going to happen if, God forbid, one of them is no longer with us. So that's a side note, but I could tell that she was getting kind of antsy. And I said, I've also worked the numbers for you taking your kids on vacation. And she said, okay, can I do it? And I pulled it up and I said, you absolutely can. And Tony, you cannot begin to understand or imagine the look on her face and how it changed. It was elation. It was excitement. It was relief. It was basically, oh my God, we are literally going to be okay. Oh my goodness, what have we been waiting on? And Tony, that's the kind of thing I question, you know, those that are in their 60s and 65, and don't get me wrong, everyone wants to be independent. Everyone wants to look for a deal. Nobody wants to pay for advice. But at the end of the day, folks, sometimes you get what you pay for. You pay for no advice. That might not be to your best interest. That might be to your detriment. And that might also be keeping you from pulling the trigger and watching the elation and the wave of emotion sweep over you, because you don't know whether you can do what you think you want to do, because you've never actually had the tools or the capacity to complete that analysis. That's what working with an advisor does. That's what working with someone who can actually help you do that does, is it takes the guesswork out and the pressure off of you. And you are actually paying a professional to do that for you. Tony, I don't know if you remember this comment, but I know one of my clients is listening right now, so I'm going to give her a shout out. She says she laughed out loud the other day whenever I made the comment about us being your financial Xanax. And and I told her it just came out organically. I did not intend to do it, nor did I mean to make that comment. But that's exactly what I'm talking about, is you have so much in your life that you have to deal with, or that you want to accomplish, or that you want to do. Why do you want to add another layer?
Right.
And in some cases, if that's the case and that's you, I commend you for it. By all means, keep listening to our podcast. Get a few tidbits here and there. I really hope that you're going to be okay, but hope's not a strategy. Avoid having a fine retirement, freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. That's why you need to give us a call, because my question to you is, how are you going to plan for inflation when all of a sudden you need more income than maybe your income plan can provide? Your income plan, not mine, yours. How are you going to deal with taxes whenever they go up and you haven't planned for taxes and you have not taken my recommendation for Roth conversion, tax diversification, and you can't control that snowball getting larger than your portfolio is going to be able to support? Investments. Most people, I hate to say this, they don't take an accounting of their financial situation and their risk tolerance on an annual basis. So they don't know, and they think, okay, maybe I need to start taking a little less risk. Well, that might be the time when you shouldn't take less risk, because let's face it, if you're going to have a longevity in your future, if you're going to be living to your 80s, 90s, maybe even 100, you're going to need to have a allocation of some size to equities, because that's the only thing that you're going to be able to use that's going to be able to get you the growth you need to make it to those ages. And then last but not least, Tony, longevity also brings expense and cost in the form of health care. Because as we age, I hope and pray no one listening to the sound of my voice ever needs it, but might you need health care or assistance in the future if you live long enough and become frail? Absolutely. Right now, according to Fidelity, an average 65-year-old is going to spend $157.5 on just health care expenses related to medical and Medicare. That's not long-term care. That could be a few hundred thousand more than $157.5. So, Tony, all of these things are what keeps people up at night. But my question is, if you know how to deal with them, you have a plan, you've executed that plan, and you've planned for as many contingencies as humanly possible, how much sleep insurance do you think that brings? And how much closer do you actually get to the retirement you want versus the retirement that you get by default because you haven't planned and you end up with just a fine retirement?
Yep.
Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Folks, that's why you need to give us a call or hit the share button and share this with one of your friends, with one of your coworkers that's sitting there thinking the same thing you are, lost in sea because they don't have the right captain on the ship. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, a great show today, Travis, and you want to avoid having just a fine retirement, right?
Don't just settle for a fine retirement. Settle for the retirement you want and settle for the retirement you get by design, not by default.
All right. And one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to get that consultation and get a second opinion on where they're at.
Absolutely, Tony. 877-269-0839. And remember, folks, if you don't share this information, you may keep someone else from having this conversation. You need to hit that share button and you need to give this to someone who's going to be able to use it and pay it forward. By all means, share our podcast, share our knowledge, because that's what we're here for.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.